Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Here we are, live on the radio from two different zip codes, two different locations. And we're both excited because Matthew McConaughey is getting his own YouTube channel.
All right, all right, all right.
Only you could do that. Well, of course, Matthew could do it. Everybody does it, but only you could do it where it almost sounds like it. And you're a girl.
All right, all right.
Are you excited? Yesterday at this time, we said there was a big rumor that Matthew McConaughey was running for governor of Texas, and he said, no, that's not true. I don't know who started that.
I really want him to, though.
I know.
I would pay money to listen to a gubernatorial declaration from Texas if Matthew McConaughey was the governor.
And you would spell goober differently. It would be more like G-O-O-B-E-R, like a Mayberry RFD kind of thing.
Gubernatorial, yeah.
So, but yeah, Matthew's got his own channel and he's so excited. Give a listen.
All right, all right, all right. The first three words this young man ever said on film.
Good.
Yes, McConaughey here, and I want to welcome you to my YouTube channel. It's a destination where I'm going to share who I am, who I'm not, what I believe in, what I don't, what I'm doing, what I'm not doing, along with some approaches to life that I've found useful and constructive along the way. Prescriptions in the art of living that have helped me navigate this rodeo we all live in. And even a bunch of bumper stickers that I've seen, heard, gathered, and stolen along the way over my last 51 years here. Hopefully it's going to be all killer, no filler, with some raps and rhymes that can help you get back on time. Put a little reason to your rhyme. Some food for thought with a sip of wine. Bring your funny bone. Don't be afraid to bend a knee and join me in the chase to be more me with your chase to be more you.
What?
Because what else are we really here to do?
And let me tell you something, Matthew. I'll kill her, no filler, baby.
That was
Wolfman Jack, dude. You're already plagiarizing. Stop it.
Anyway. He was fantastic. The drawl, like the Texan drawl, drew me in, held me there. I don't care that he's borrowing phrases from other people. I'm here for it.
Dude, if you want to hear that drawl, just come out and visit me more. I live in the sticks in Point Township. Everybody talks like that, and we don't know why.
They don't talk like that.
Listen, I get out of my car and I'm like, hi, how you doing?
I spent a summer in Texas.
How y'all doing?
No. You can't do it.
That's my neighbors.
I spent a summer in Texas.
I'm telling you.
No, it's not.
Texas. I hate Texas. I wish you would.
Have you been to Texas?
No, I got relatives there, and they're all creeps. They're just... Move Texas into Mexico. Let's just give it to them.
No, Texas needs to be its own little thing. It already is.
Where is Matt the news guy when you need him? Hey, Matt, what do you think of the Dallas Cowboys, huh, buddy?
You can't hate something that you've never gone and experienced.
Yes, you can.
Texas is its
own flavor.
It's great.
It's a bad flavor.
No, it's not.
I'm not going to watch Matthew McConaughey.
It's a little spicy. It's a little sweet. Topped off with a cowboy hat and some dust blowing in off the plains.
Wow, that's exciting. I worked for a general manager in radio. She was from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She was psycho, let me tell you.
That's really aggressive. We're starting off each morning aggressive, Tom. We got to reel it back in. Where's your kind bone? We found our funny bone with Matthew McConaughey. Where's your kind bone? So aggressive.
Well, this went from a Matthew McConaughey YouTube channel to a I Love Texas rant.
I do love Texas.
Well, I don't. I have relatives
in Dallas. It's great.
I have relatives in Houston. It's not so great. I don't know. Whatever.
Houston is its own little place as well. I like San Antonio. That's fun.
Matthew McConaughey channel, yes or no? My guess is this thing has been launched. More people are going to be watching old Shikellamy basketball games on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel than Matthew McConaughey. Maybe.
We do love our Shikellamy Braves.
Maybe Kevin should start the broadcast with, all right, all right, all right.
I do it better than you.
Yes, you do.
All right, all right, all right.
Let's hear it.
All right.
There you go. The Matthew McConaughey channel coming to YouTube. Listen to my voice. Listen to the excitement.
Yay. Oh, Murphy, your Uncle Tommy Tom is just something else.
Tom, Laura, and Murphy in the morning.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Oh, Laura, I need you to work your magic. I need you to...
Okay.
I don't understand. I'm not getting the full details. Mark talked about it briefly at 6 o'clock. Governor Wolf is starting to loosen some of the restrictions, including bar service at restaurants.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Except it's not until April 4th.
Wait. What?
It's not until April 4th.
But it's St. Patrick's Eve!
I know. Sorry.
Come on, Governor! Do it now!
Celebrate at home?
Do it now. I want to go to McGuigan's with Laura.
Listen, I wanted to broadcast this morning show from McWiggins.
We were supposed to do that last year on St. Patrick's Day, and that's when the state of Pennsylvania closed down. And we were like, wait, does that mean we can't broadcast from the front window at McGuigan's? Yeah.
And they told us no. And it was a sad day.
It was a very
sad day. But maybe, maybe, just maybe, we will get the chance in 2022.
I was thinking 2021.
Nope. Effective 4-4 at midnight, so that's Easter Sunday. Restaurants that self-certify can operate at 75%. Restaurants that do not self-certify can operate at 50%. The food requirement is gone. 11 p.m. last call is gone. Bar seating with social distancing barriers in place is permitted. Mm-hmm. Indoor events at 25%. Outdoor events at 50%. It may be 75%, but more likely 50%. There you go.
Well, thanks. I did ask for the information, and you found it. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
A little disappointed.
But 4-4. So 12:01 on, like,
Easter Monday?
Easter Sunday.
Okay.
So I guess that would be Saturday night.
Okay.
What is the Saturday before Easter called? Because there's like Shrove Tuesday, and there's Maundy Thursday.
Called Holy Saturday or something.
And then Holy Saturday. Yeah. That's right. Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and then Easter Sunday.
I mean, no offense, but I don't want to go to an Irish pub on Holy Saturday. I'd rather go on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, come on.
Plus, we're also reflecting and fasting during those holy days,
exactly,
Thomas.
Aren't we?
Like the good Catholics that we are.
Yes, indeed. Might I remind you, I'm Irish Catholic. Anyway.
Do it with whiskey.
Yeah, there it is. News is coming up next. Maybe Mark's got the details, but Laura covered it. News, sports, AccuWeather, stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Talking about
now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, we are headed west to Mississippi, where a retired teacher named Vernetta Price is helping people in her town get vaccinated.
I want to make sure people are safe in my area. I want to go back to church and just have a normal life. The rural area, people not able to know how to sign up, because several of my church members were saying, we're waiting for them to call us, the health department. Because if they're waiting for them to call them, then they're not going to get the vaccination. I hope once I get through with the elderly, I get to the young people.
Tell them call me. I'll sign them up today. I'm ready.
Oh, that's great. That sounds like my 84-year-old mom who's sitting at home waiting for somebody to call her. I said, no, you can't do that.
No. So there are tons of organizations nationwide who are doing this. But basically, she is making sure that everyone who wants a vaccine gets one, offering rides, booking appointments, and it's just wonderful.
Way to go, Vernetta. Vernetta, what a cool name. That's good news. That's great news.
Here's a mom now and her young daughter repeating positive affirmations to each other. And this is how we all should be starting our day.
I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I am loved.
I love with my mommy.
I am kind.
I'm kind.
I am smart.
I'm smart.
I'm successful.
I'm successful.
I'm beautiful.
I'm beautiful.
And I'm
going
to
have a good day.
I'm
going to
have a good day.
Way to go, Mom.
Right? Repeat after me, Tom. I'm going to have a good day.
I'm going to have a good day.
You are handsome.
I am? I mean, I am handsome.
You are smart.
Yeah, sort of. Wait, I am smart.
Come on, it's positive affirmations.
You know what?
You can do this radio show.
Yes, with all the negativity in the world on social media and the way the country is divided. Hey, Mom, way to go. Let's start it with
right?
our kids.
That's it reminds news. Me of that movie and book, The Help, where she says, you is kind, you is smart,
yes.
you is important.
You is, indeed. That is good news.
Last but not least, there is a hot dog place called Perfectly Frank, and it has a program called Frank's for Friends, where you can buy a meal for someone else to eat later, kind of like the drive-thru thing people
do. I like it, yeah.
Here's the good news part of this. Basically, they put your receipt on a bulletin board, so no questions asked. Anybody can walk in, grab it, and trade it in. So many people have done this, they have a stockpile ready for each day.
Wow. The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, you're not lonely when you have Tom and Laura on your radio. Come on now.
Never.
We're not
never,
syndicated.
Never.
We're not pre-recorded even. We're real people on the radio.
Wow. Indeed we are.
1 in 6 people call customer service just to hear a friendly voice because they're lonely. That's sad.
Really?
Yeah. 1 in 6 of us. Listen, people, we have the Ford Fun Line. It's toll free. Call us. Talk to us.
I was going to say, anytime.
Yeah, we're here
absolutely.
For you. I mean, because when I call a service, I always get like a mile of voicemail, and then I get a pre-recording. I don't think mm-hmm. I can remember the last time I actually got a real person when I called customer service anyway. So,
Normally, you have to kind of do the whole, like...
dancing through the press the
push
buttons.
Push zero, down. Yes. Yes, like you have to...
That's what I mean.
Push like, zero.
You know what? Let me try one here.
Okay.
Hi, customer service. This is Glenn.
Hi, I was wondering...
Before you begin, let me tell you how much we appreciate you as a customer. Have you hold for a second?
Well,
thank
this is
you.
Tom and Laura. Ooh, little Toto, hold the line.
Good song. Good song.
I get what they're doing. I see what they're doing.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, buddy, I was wondering
I'm sorry, I'm going to have you hold one more time.
This is a live morning show. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94K.
All right, so sorry about that.
That's all right.
Quick trivia question for you. What is your favorite movie dog?
I don't know.
Is it Toto?
Movie dog.
Oh, I get what you did there. Hey, get back here. Come on. We got news coming up. We got news. I got to talk to you. Customer service.
Tom, they just hung up on us.
Wow.
But I like that. I like the Toto song. I like the songs.
Save it for Flashback Friday. But yeah, we can do it. Hold the line. Our Ford Fun Line is always open. Toll free.
Please call us. 1-800-326-94KX.
Love is always on time.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Hey, Laura, remember back in the day when we used to do bracketology here in the studio?
Oh, yeah, we totally did. And I would print out everybody a bracket, mm-hmm. and we would all have an illegal pool and bet on March Madness.
That's right, all 68 teams. And I would pick them because I kind of watch sports. Matt, the morning news guy, would pick them because he studied way too hard. And you would pick mm-hmm. them on mascots and colors of uniforms. And most of the time, you were better than the both of us combined.
Also, then I had help from Murphy, remember? And we kind of based it upon whether or not the one mascot would beat the other. Like, which one would, like, win a fight.
Yeah, like the Buffaloes were playing the Turtles. Yeah, we go with the Buffaloes, you know? That
exactly, kind of or like the Wolverines were versus the Oranges.
Yeah.
But I picked the Oranges because I like Syracuse.
That's right. But you never want to go with an Orange in a fight. But because you like Syracuse, then yeah, you do that.
Well, unless it's a drive-by Oranging, and then that's dangerous.
Thank you, Mrs. Doubtfire.
You're welcome.
Okay, here's the deal.
A drive-by fruiting.
Yes.
Sorry,
drive-by fruiting. Here's the deal. We got all 68 mascots all piled together in one quarantine song. And let me just tell you, this took about 8,000 takes. So hit it, guys. Go ahead.
Badgers, Bobcats, 2 Bulldogs, Beavers, Buffaloes, 3 Spartans, Trojans, Vikings, Cowboys, and Gauchos, Blue Jays, Jayhawks, Hawkeyes, Hawks, Crimson Tide, Yellow Jackets, Mean Green, Orange Ants, Scarlet Knights, Red Raiders, Razorbacks, more Raiders, Rams, Rainbows, Antelopes, Terps, Gators, 2 Wildcats, but no Kentucky type, no Blue Devils, first time since 95.
Ooh.
Boilermakers, Bodies, Bears, Bruins, and the Buckeyes. Aztecs, Aggies, Shockers, Seminoles, Illini, two Cougs, Wolverines, Sooners, Longhorns, Tar Heels, Golden Eagles, Ducks, and three other Eagles. Cavaliers, four Tigers, Volunteers, Dragons, Flames, Gales, three Mountaineers, Hoyas, Hokies, and Huskies. That's it. Write them down. Get out your brackets.
Yeah.
It's March Madness.
Thank you, boys. Nice job. I like the
very good.
I like the part where they go Wildcats, but not Kentucky this year. Oops.
Yeah. Oopsies.
There's a couple of teams like Kentucky and Duke that won't be there this year.
I know.
Wow.
Well, we'll just see. Have to see how it goes.
Because that's kind of a go-to for you bracketology people. You go, oh, Duke, I'll go all the way to the Final Four. You know, people just do that. And you won't. You got the Gauchos this year and some different kind of teams.
I like the Gauchos.
So do I. It was a great album by Steely Dan back in the 80s. We'll see what happens. But nice job by the Quarantunes. And there is your bracket mascots. Hey, we got a double dose of late night TV coming up. Seth and Fallon both give their ideas of a different kind of diversity. Birthday buddies on the way and more.
Try it Tuesday.
Yeah. It may or may not involve St. Patrick's beverage.
It will. We can say that. It's fine.
It's just a given. Yeah, there it is. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Because sometimes stupidity deserves a lesson. Down there in Texas, the land that Laura loves, they ended their mask mandate last week, but some people aren't understanding the rules. It applies to open air, public spaces. If you're going into a business and the sign says on the door, don't wear a mask, then guess what? Don't. But this lady, not only did she get arrested at the bank, but she claimed police brutality while surrounded by other customers.
Turn over on your stomach, put your hand behind your back, relax.
I'm totally relaxed.
No, you are not relaxed. Not relaxed at all.
Right here, people.
No,
yeah, does that cop sound angry? I don't think so.
No. What about
the sheep? Yeah, police brutality was being screamed. Meanwhile, the customer said no. So put your mask on, lady. Stop the masquerading, okay?
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It's a Try It Tuesday. We'll talk about Laura zhuzhing in just a bit. We don't want our condiments zhuzhed with, do we, Laura? We could do it ourselves.
Yeah, I like to make my own sauces, as does the husband.
Yeah.
With all of his meat making and smoking and whatever, he blends and mixes and dry rubs and sauces and spices. He does all that stuff, so.
Well, our good friends at Heinz, a good Pennsylvania company here, they've come up with three new condiment mashups. They call them.
Is this like that mayo chup stuff where you literally just mix ketchup and mayonnaise together?
Yeah. From the most random corners of the internet, Heinz crowdsourced. Patch from the 12th post in an archived subthread of people arguing about pizza.
What?
Wasabioli discovered on the advice page of
Wasabioli.
A wedding fashion forum. And Tarchup.
Tarchup?
On social media over 10 years ago. Then we shared the sauces with the actual people who unintentionally created them. And now you can try them too. Careful what you post. Big Ketchup is watching.
That video is posted on Twitter. It's actually quite entertaining. But
it is funny.
Like, my youngest daughter put ketchup on everything. I think she even put it on her oatmeal in the morning. And we used to always say, what are you doing? And then she actually invented Tarchup, which is tartar sauce and ketchup. Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, do we really need to do this?
Ah, sick! Gross! Yuck!
Yeah, exactly. I just was thinking, if you like tartar sauce and ketchup mixed up, can't you make your own? Do you have to buy it made from Heinz?
Yeah, I don't need a whole bottle of it. I will say, though, I am intrigued by the honey racha. So, like, honey plus sriracha. And the honey that I get sometimes crystallizes, so I have to, like, put it in warm water. But, so this would be racha? Convenient.
Honey, racha sounds like a rash under your underwear. I don't know.
Ew.
It's just like, I don't know. I'm afraid of some of the names. I got a little, hey, Doc, could you give me some ointment? I got some honey racha.
I don't know.
I just.
Stop it right now.
All right. I will. I promise. So,
just stop.
Good luck to Heinz. They're a good hometown, you know, home state company here. But anyway, now let's talk something more appetizing.
God, this is going to be so yummy.
Yes, it is. It's a Try It Tuesday.
It is. And it is the eve before St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And I figured it's a perfect Try It Tuesday to imbibe a little bit.
Really? Do tell.
Well, we're going to be making an Irish Eyes cocktail, but I'm going to show you a kiddo-friendly version as well, so you can make some for Mom and Dad, and you can make some for little Timmy and Jill, and, you know, everyone can be happy and Irish today, tomorrow, Thursday, nice. Friday.
Irish Eyes cocktail!
God, this is going to be so yummy!
It's coming
up! And, of course, I had to zhuzh it.
This is what we like you to zhuzh beverages, not the tartar sauce. Zhuzh the beverages.
I got you. Don't worry. Coming up next.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Grab your blenders. Or maybe we're not using a blender. It's a Try It Tuesday. No blenders?
No blender. You just need a shaker or a mason jar or a cup to like kind of like dump stuff into and mix it on up. No blenders required.
Oh, so it is a St. Patrick's Day beverage, correct?
Of course.
Yay.
It is an Irish Eyes cocktail that has a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little zhuzhy float on the top, and it's green and it's gorgeous. And then you can make one for the kiddos, too.
I so miss when you were like only about 8 feet away from me. I so miss both of us in the studio.
I think it's a little less than 8 feet, which is kind of why we're still doing what we're doing.
Well, maybe. But here I am with my Yeti full of ice water, and you're in your kitchen with said ingredients.
Wow. Well, you need a little bit of milk or cream. You need some cream de mint. You need some Irish whiskey.
Irish
and
whiskey?
You need, oh, yeah. You need some Jameson or some other, whatever you prefer. But then you zhuzh it.
And zhuzhing.
Some rum chata.
Zhuzhing is what makes Try It Tuesday so special.
Shake, shake, shake.
So there's
shake, shake, shake.
There'll be some Facebook Live on this coming up in just a bit.
Of course. And then the kiddo version requires a few ingredients. You could also make it into a milkshake, but I wanted people to be able to make a cocktail and a mocktail if they wanted to.
And you are calling it an Irish Eyes cocktail? Is that what you're calling it?
That is correct.
All right. Just in time for St. Patty's Day tomorrow, St. Patrick's Eve, as we've been calling it this morning, it is an Irish Eyes cocktail. Coming up next, right?
That's right. Live from my kitchen on the 94KX Facebook page, it's Try It Tuesday.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
I'm here in the studio, and she's still drinking in the kitchen. It's just one of them things.
I am.
It's a bonus on a Try It Tuesday. So how did the Irish Eyes cocktail work out?
Okay. It's delicious.
There it is.
So the original recipe called for Irish whiskey, cream de mint, and cream.
Right. But you asked me about rum chata. And I said,
I did. So,
you know, it'll take the edge off the whiskey. Boom.
Here's the thing. By zhuzhing it with just a float, like just a boop, a little hoot.
Yep.
Of rum chata. Oh my gosh, is that delicious.
There it is. The video is on Facebook Live. It'll be archived. You can watch it later after work.
So good.
You can mix some of these up tonight, and you can make one for the kids too, right?
Yes, you can. I did do a mocktail version with, you can use cream or milk, whatever's available. I used mint extract, so it's alcohol-free. I used imitation vanilla, cinnamon, and some ice. Green food coloring, shake, shake, shake.
Hey, you got to have the green food coloring, I guess. I've always had a hard time trying to choke down a green beer, and I've given up on that. But green cocktails, yeah, it's kind of neat. It's kind of cool, actually. So check
Luckily,
it out.
Luckily, the cream de mint was naturally green, but
yes.
The mint extract I had was clear, so we need a little food coloring.
All right, so enjoy with Laura on a Try It Tuesday. Tom and Laura's top 10 for the day as we get ready for news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up next. Here are the top 10 unwritten rules everyone should follow. And these are hilarious. Boy. Here we go.
They really are.
Yeah. Number 10, own your own plunger, please.
Everyone needs a plunger. Seriously.
Don't you hate when somebody comes over your house and then they come out of the bathroom, hey, the toilet's backed up? It's like, well, there's a plunger in the closet. It's your mess. Clean it yourself. Anyway.
Yeah. Here's the thing. And, like, when you move.
Yeah.
Get a new one.
Yeah, yeah. Leave the plunger behind. That's a great idea. I never thought of that. And when you're in a public restroom, flush the toilet. Even if you have to do it with your foot. Don't leave your mess for somebody else. God. That should be an offense that will send you to prison. Anyway, that's exactly. Number 10.
Number 9. If you cancel on a friend, reschedule. That's on you.
Yeah, things come up and sometimes you got to bail. But remember, your friend probably got their feelings hurt. Number 8, it's okay to be wrong. Laura and I own it. That's what we do. Just admit that it was your fault and say,
I'm
sorry.
That's what we say, indeed.
What's the matter with the words, I'm sorry? Nobody uses it anymore. So if you're wrong, own it. Okay?
Well, speaking of I'm sorry, don't end an apology with an excuse. Apologize and mean it. Don't say things, oh, I'm sorry, you got upset.
Yeah.
No. That's putting it on the other person. Say, I'm sorry, I upset you.
Very good. Or how about, here's one. I'm sorry, but it wasn't my fault. Then you're not really sorry, are you?
No, own it.
Come on.
Just own it.
Yeah,
just
there you go. All right, here's one that the rent-a-car and the U-Haul people adhere to. But when you borrow somebody's car, put gas back in it. Come on, don't be so mean.
Exactly.
Let me thank you for letting me drive your car to California. It's on empty.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's number 6.
All right. Then it kind of goes with number 5. If you ask for something from someone and they only have one left, don't ask for it.
Oh, yeah.
Be polite.
Yeah. If you ask for, like, a piece of gum and Laura takes out her gum and there's only one stick left, I would say, never mind. You keep it. You know, yeah.
And I would say, we'll split it.
That's a great idea. Here's number 4, and this happens here all the time. It says don't heat up fish in the office kitchen or anything else that smells. Here's the deal. Mark Stevens, our afternoon guy's vegetarian. I love the guy, and I admire the fact that he's skinny, and I'm not, and he's vegetarian, but he likes black beans with all kinds of hot sauce on it, and sometimes he heats that stuff up, and look out, it smells like the building's on fire. Sorry, Mark. I love you, man.
But the thing is I'm guilty of that as well.
You heat up
stuff. It's been almost a year. So actually, this Friday, it's been a year since I've been in this station with you. And I would eat all kinds of randomness for breakfast.
Yes, you would. Remember those omelets you would make? They'd look so good, but they'd smell like...
I made egg cups. You know what, Thomas? You're so keen to have me back in. That's coming back.
I know.
You realize that I just do it in my kitchen right now.
Well, you know, you got to take the bad with the good, I guess. Anyway, on to number 3, Laura.
All right. Funeral, wedding, baby shower, etc. If it's not yours, don't create drama or do something that's all about you at one of those events.
I'm entirely with you on that.
You do not propose at someone else's wedding.
Oh, that would be bad. Or, you know, get drunk and get weird on the dance floor. At some, you know, any kind of drama. You're absolutely right. My middle daughter's getting married in August, and that's what she's afraid of. She says there's drama on both sides of the family, and somebody's going to create... What should I call it? A ship show. Okay. I just kind of changed the words there. All right. Yeah.
We can talk about Schitt's Creek at a show.
There you go. There it is.
So I'm just saying.
Don't create that. Number 2, if someone hands you their phone to show you a picture, don't look at other photos. What is wrong with you?
Oh, don't swipe. Oh, don't swipe. Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Wow.
That's just a dangerous little game that you don't want to play.
Yeah, it is. Hey. Isn't that my wife? What's she doing on your phone? Anyway, and number
last
1,
but
Laura.
Not least, yes. Yeah. Don't leave your shopping cart. Don't leave it anywhere. Put it back.
Yes. And for God's sakes, when you are shopping, don't leave it right smack dab in the middle of the aisle. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Excuse me. There you are, bent over picking out your Cocoa Puffs. Come on. Keep it real. There you go.
Absolutely.
Tom and Laura's top 10 unwritten rules.
Every morning, we try to bring you our wisdom right here on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
The only radio station that would make you do the chicken dance for a McDonald's sandwich. You know what I mean? I mean,
absolutely.
McDonald's has not one, not two, but three new chicken sandwiches.
We got some spicy. Yeah. We got some classic.
Yeah.
And we got some deluxe.
And last week and this week, we've been, you know, telling you to go to the toll-free lines and tell us whether you love the chicken dance or not. But you know what? I just can't. I'm not moved by it today because it's St. Patrick's Eve.
So, perfect.
I mean, you'll still get the chicken sandwich if you call now, but do a little jig on the way over to the phone. What do you say, Laura?
I agree. No, 1,000%. I agree.
On Thanksgiving Eve, we want you to give us a call.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
And what color do we take, me little lass?
Top of the morning to you, lass. To you, lad. We're going to speak with an Irish brogue, and we're going to take a caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good luck! Good luck of the Irish to you!
Ridiculous. Slancha.
Yeah.
Save life.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
We're just about done here. Chad Evans will be on the way next. He'll take you through the midday, including our lunch, which we absolutely love when we go back in time. Mark Stevens this afternoon and Sam Tyler tonight. Are we going to wrap up with a thought for the day on this St. Paddy's Eve?
Heck yeah, we are.
Okay.
Well, we'll do like a nice Irish blessing tomorrow because tomorrow is actually St. Paddy's Day. Yeah. However,
right
today, it's Tuesday. This is kind of like a day, although I highly suggest having a breakfast cocktail. You'll feel great. Either way, you are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. So make them good ones.
Make it a good day. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.